गुरु की महिमा गुरु की महिमा अपरम पार ध्यान मूलम गुरु मूर्ति ध्यान
segment and please come up with similar segment in future. Listeners, now it's time for community calendar. Durgabari Temple. Durgabari Temple is open from 9 to 11 a.m. and 4 to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Sandhya Aarti at 6:30 p.m. Temple closes at 7 p.m. Sunday. Special from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Puja services. Priest Bismapada Goswami 281-597-8100. Temple is located at 13944 Silver Road off of Highway 6 between Belair and West Park. Call Ganesh Mandal at 713-797-9057 or 832-423-8541. Shiv Shakti Temple, Shiv Shakti Mandir, 6640 Harwin Drive, open daily from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. All major festivals as well as birthdays, Namkaran and engagement and other ceremonies. Call Pandit Virat Mehta 713-278-9099 or Hardik Rawal 361-243-6539 for puja or other ceremonies. Hare Krishna Dham, Houston's original Vedic temple, ISKCON of Houston at 1320 West 34th Street, zip code 77018. Daily darshan and aarti times are 4:30 a.m., 7 a.m., 8:30 a.m., 12 noon, 4:30 p.m., 7 p.m. Sunday festivals 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Weekly Gita classes for adults. Call 281-433-1635 or harekrishnadham at gmail.com. Patanjali Yogpeet. Free yoga classes every Saturday, Sunday at Ari Samaj from 8 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. Call Anil at 281-579-9433 for other free classes. Call Indira 281-537-0018 for yoga and herbal products. Call Shekhar 281-242-5000. Web is www.pyptusa.org or www.diviaproducts.com. Houston Enlightenment Self-Realization Seminar and Gnan Vidhi by Atmagnani Pujya Deepak Bhai Desai. The program starts on June 30th, Tuesday, and it ends on July 2nd, 2015. These are the outline of the program. June 30th, Tuesday, Satsang, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. 1st July, Aptaputra Satsang, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Gnan Vidhi registration, 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. And Gnan Vidhi, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the venue is Valla Priti Seva Samaj, 11715 Belfort Village Drive, Houston, Texas. And listeners, we have also one more announcement. June 28th, you will have a Sundarkand Parayan by world-renowned singer and bhakta Sri Ashwin Bhai Pathak. This will be at VPSS Haveli. Address there is 11715 Belfort Village Drive, Houston, Texas. And the program starts at 5 to 6 p.m. We have light snacks. 6 to 8 p.m. Sundarkand by Sri Ashwinji Pathak. And that's all the announcement we have today.
जोत से जोत जगाते चलो, जोत से जोत जगाते चलो, प्रेम की गंगा बहाते चलो, प्रेम की गंगा बहाते चलो, राह में आए जो दीन दुखी, राह में सबको गले से लगाते चलो, प्रेम की गंगा बहाते चलो। कौन है ऊंचा कौन है नीचा, सब में वो ही समाया। भेदभाव के झूठे भरम में ये मानव भर माया। धर्म ध्वजा चलो, प्रेम की गंगा बहाते चलो, प्रेम की गंगा बहाते चलो। ज्योत से ज्योत जगाते चलो, ज्योत से ज्योत जगाते चलो। सारे जग के कण कण में है दिव्य अमर एक आत्मा। एक ब्रह्म है, एक सत्य है, एक हृदय परमात्मा। प्राणों से प्राण, प्राणों से प्राण मिलाते चलो, प्रेम की गंगा बहाते चलो, प्रेम की गंगा बहाते चलो। ज्योत से ज्योत जगाते चलो, ज्योत से ज्योत जगाते चलो, प्रेम की गंगा बहाते चलो।
Listeners, there is a wonderful program that's being presented in Houston, presented by Samskruti, to present an award-winning documentary called Cosmic Connection. Cosmic Connection explores the correlation between the cosmos, the cosmic dancer, and the dance Shiva as Nataraj, the supreme dancer, whose dancer symbolizes the eternal cycles of life and death. This particular dance has won a Golden Remy, which is an ethnic culture award at the 2014 WorldFest International Film Festival in Houston. This will be a free event to the public and will take place from 4 to 6 p.m. on Sunday, June 28 at the Kaplan Theater, located at 5601 South Braeswood Boulevard, Houston, Texas, 77096. For further information, please call 832-275-9658. This is for all the dance enthusiasts.
तूने रात गवाई सोए के, दिवस गवाया खाए के। हीरा जन्म अमोल था, कौड़ी बदले जाए। तूने रात गवाई सोए के, मिरन लगन लगाए के। मुख से कछु ना बोल रे, बाहर के पट बंद कर ले, अंतर के पट खोल रे। माला फेरत जुग हुआ गया, नमन का फेर रे, गया ना मन का फेर। आगमन का छोड़ दे, आगमन का छोड़ दे, मन का फेर तूने रात गवाई सोए के, दिवस गवाया में सुमिरन सब करे, सुख में करे न कोई रे, जो सुख में सुमिरन करे तो दुख काहे को होए रे, सुख में सुमिरन ना किया दुख में करता याद रे, करता याद रे, कहे कबीर उस दास की, कहे कबीर उस दास की, कौन सुने फरियाद, तूने रात गवाई सोए के, दिवस गवाया खाए के, जन्म अमोल था कौड़ी बदले जाए, तूने रात गवाई सोए के। सब ठाट पड़ा रह जावेगा, सब ठाट पड़ा रह जावेगा, जब लाद चलेगा बंजारा, धन तेरे काम ना आवेगा, जब लाद चलेगा बंजारा, कंगाल न कर कंगाल न हो, जो सबका हाल किया तूने एक रोज वो तेरा हाल न हो, इस हाथ से दे उस हाथ से ले, हो जावे सुखी ये जग सारा, हो जावे सुखी ये जग सारा, सब ठाट पड़ा रह जावेगा, जब लाद चलेगा बंजारा, क्या कोठा कोठी क्या बंगला, ये दुनिया रैन बसेरा है, झगड़ा तेरे मेरे का, कुछ तेरा है ना मेरा है, सुन कुछ भी साथ न जावेगा, जब कुछ का बाजा न आरा, जब कुछ का बाजा न आरा, सब ठाट पड़ा रह जावेगा, जब लाद चलेगा बंजारा, धन तेरे काम ना आवेगा, जब लाद चलेगा बंजारा, एक बंदा मालिक बन बैठा, हर बंदे की किस्मत फूटी, था इतना मोह खजाने का, दो हाथों से दुनिया लूटी, थे दोनों हाथ मगर खाली, उठा जो सिकंदर बेचारा, जो सिकंदर बेचारा सब ठाट पड़ा रह जावेगा जब लाद चलेगा बंजारा। धन तेरे काम ना आवेगा जब लाद चलेगा बंजारा। नैया पड़ी मझधार गुरु बिना कैसे लागे पार। नैया पड़ी मझधार मैं अपराधी जन्म को मन में भरा विकार। तुम दाता दुख भंजना मेरी करो संहार। अब गुणदास कबीर के बहुत गरीब नवाज। जो मैं पूत कपूत हूँ, जो मैं पूत कपूत हूँ, तुम पिता की लाज गुरु बिन कैसे लागे पार। नैया पड़ी मझधार गुरु बिना कैसे लागे पार। नैया पड़ी मझधार साहिब तुम मत भूलियो। लाख लोग लग जाहीं साहिब मत भूलिए। हमसे तुम्हरे बहुत हैं।
Good morning. I would like to read a little bit from a book titled How to Know God, The Yoga Aphorisms of Patanjali, a supreme enlightening work on the theory and practice of yoga, translated with a new commentary by Swami Prabhavanandana and Christopher Isherwood. In this book, he states, Patanjali Yoga Sutras are not the original expositions of a philosophy, but a work of compilation and reformulation. References to yoga practices, spiritual disciplines, and techniques to yoga practices, spiritual disciplines and techniques of meditation, which enable a man to achieve unitative knowledge of the Godhead, are to be found already in the Katha, the Satasvatvara, and the Maitreya Upanishads. Very many centuries earlier, indeed, the yoga doctrine may be said to have been handed down from prehistoric times. What Patanjali did was to restate yoga philosophy and practice for the man of his own period. But what was his period, and who was Patanjali? Hardly anything is known about him. Some authorities believe that there were actually two Patanjalis, one a grammarian and the other the author of the sutras. Others deny this. As for this date of the sutras, the guesses of scholars vary widely, ranging from the 4th century BC to the 4th century AD. The simplest meaning of the word sutra is thread. A sutra is to speak the bare thread of an exposition, the absolute minimum that is necessary to hold it together, unadorned by a single thread of elaboration. Only essential words are used. Often there is no complete sentence structure. There was a good reason for this method. Sutras were composed at a period when there were no books. The entire work had to be memorized, and so it had to be expressed as tersely as possible. The Patanjali Sutras, like all others, were indeed to be expanded and explained. The ancient teachers would repeat an aphorism by heart and then proceed to amplify it with their own comments for the benefit of their pupils. In some instances, these comments were also memorized and transcribed at a later date and thus preserved for us. We'd like to continue this later, next Sunday.
Yes, of course, and this is today is the International Yoga Day, so it was appropriate to say something about. And later on this, at 11 o'clock in Feast of Hinduism, we're going to listen some discussion and the history of yoga by Dr. Raj Vedam and Dr. Singh.
हमरो प्रणाम प्रणाम बांके बिहारी को
हमरो प्रणाम प्रणाम बांके बिहारी को
बांके बिहारी को कुंज बिहारी को
बांके बिहारी को कुंज बिहारी को
हमरो प्रणाम प्रणाम बांके बिहारी को
हमरो प्रणाम प्रणाम बांके बिहारी को
मोर मुकुट माथे तिलक बिराजे
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 कुंडल अलका कारी को कुंडल अलका कारी को बांके बिहारी को हमरो प्रणाम प्रणाम बांके बिहारी को
हमरो प्रणाम प्रणाम बांके बिहारी को
बांके बिहारी को कुंज बिहारी को हमरो प्रणाम प्रणाम बांके बिहारी को
हमरो प्रणाम प्रणाम बांके बिहारी को
Friends, it's time for our next segment of Meenakshi Temple, and here it is.
Hey! Namaskaram, Vanakkam, Suprabhatam. This portion of the radio program is brought to you in part by Sri Meenakshi Temple. Sri Meenakshi Temple is located in Pearland, a Houston suburb near Hobby Airport. You're all invited to visit the temple. Ashtotra Archana can be performed on a walk-in basis. You can sponsor the puja online at www.emeenakshi.org or also call the temple 281-489-0358. Sri Meenakshi Temple celebrates Ani Thirumanjanam with Nataraja Abhishekam happening on Wednesday, 24th of June. We shall be having the Abhishekam at 7 p.m. and Ani Navami Hasta happens on the 25th of June. And there will be a lot of programs coming up that week with Venkateshwara Abhishekam on the 28th. And 29th is the Pradosham with Shiva Abhishekam for with Pradosha Puja with Shiva Abhishekam and Nandi Abhishekam happening at Sri Meenakshi Temple. Let us see what is the signifies of the Ani Thirumanjanam for Lord Nataraja. Lord Nataraja is a depiction of the Hindu god Shiva as a cosmic dancer who performs divine dance to destroy the weary universe and also make preparations for God Brahma to start the process of creation. The dance of Shiva in Thillai, the traditional name for Chidambaram, forms the motive of all depictions of Shiva as Nataraja. He is also known as Sabheshan, which splits the Sabail Adum Isan in Tamil, which means the Lord who dances on the dais. The form is present in many temples in South India and is the prime deity of the Thillai Nataraja temple of Chidambaram. We shall now talk about Chidambaram in just few minutes. Meanwhile, let me now bring you this beautiful song in praise of Lord Nataraja, the god that we worship as a god of dance. That is, in other words, it's also Lord Shiva.
Thank you.
Yes, that was the song in praise of Lord Nataraja. The dance of Shiva in Thillai in the traditional place called Chidambaram is the Lord who dances on the dais. Nataraja in Sanskrit also means Lord of Dance. This is also the same word used in Telugu, Tamil, Kannada and Malayalam. Kootan is derived from the word koota, which means dance for performance. A male dancer is known as a kootan. Also known in Natarajan in Tamil is known as Natyathin, or Natyam is another word for the dance in Tamil. I shall give you one more song here in praise of Lord Nataraja, and this will be the dancing song from Nataraja, Manad Maruvad.
Manada Maruvada Nagilada 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 Nagilada
song on the Hindu god of dance, the Lord of Dance, Shiva Nataraja. Because you are burning with love and you are in the burning ground, I have made the ground of my heart that you, the burning ground on your eternal dance, may you dance inside of me also. The significance of Nataraja sculpture is said to be that of his Shiva is shown as the source of all moment within the cosmos, represented by the arc of flames. And also the purpose of the dance to release men from the illusion of the idea of the self, of the physical world. Cosmic dance was performed in Chidambaram in South India, called the center of universe by some Hindus. The gesture of the dance represents the Shiva's five activities of creation, symbolized by the drum, protection by fear not hand gesture, destruction by the fire, embodiment by the foot planted on the ground, and release by the foot held aloft. The Nataraja Shiva represents the apocalypse of the creation as he dances away the illusory world of Maya, transforming it into power and enlightenment. The symbolism of Shiva Nataraja is religion, art, and science merged as one. In God's endless dance of creation, preservation, destruction, and paired graces is hidden in deep understanding of our universe. Bhashya Nataraja, the king of dance, has four arms. Upper right hand holds the drum, which is the creation issues forth. The right hand is the raised in blessing, beckoning preservation. The upper left hand holds the flame, which is the destruction, the dissolution of the form. The right leg represents obscuring grace, stands upon the Apasmarapurusha, the soul temporarily earthbound by its own sloth, confusion, and forgetfulness. The uplifted leg is revealing grace, which releases the mature soul from bondage. The lower left hand gestures toward the holy foot in assurance that Shiva's grace is a refuge for everyone, the way to liberation. The circle of fire represents the cosmic and well as consciousness. All devouring form looming is called the Mahakala, the great time. The cobra around the Nataraja's waist is Kundalini Shakti, the soul impelling cosmic power resident within all of us. Nataraja is not just a symbol. It is taking within each one of us at atomic level this very moment. The Agamas proclaim the birth of the world, its maintenance, its destruction, and the soul's obscuration and liberation are the five acts of its dance. That's Meenakshi Temple celebrates Ani Tirumanjanam with Nataraja Abhishekam on 24th of June, and this will happen at 7 p.m. At Sri Meenakshi Temple. You can sponsor the puja online. Nataraja Shiva within the universe of illusion, the locks of hair stand out in many strands as he whirls around his dancing frenzy. His locks are decked with the crescent moon, and he also holds a skull and interspersed with the sacred river Ganges. Shiva's unkempt hair is a symbol of rejection of society, shows him to be an ascetic. This contrasts with his whole role as a grihastha, the householder, with his wife and family. Now, let me now bring you the song. This is in praise of Lord Krishna, Mushtugare Yashoda. And this is as we celebrate Venkateshwara Abhishekam coming up on 28th, which will be a Shravana Nakshatra and Ekadashi that is celebrated. And we now bring you this song, Mushtugare Yashoda.
ముంగిటి బుచ్చే మూవిడు తిత్తరాని మహిమల దేవుకి సుతుడు ముద్దుగారే యశోద ముంగిటి బుచ్చే మూవిడు తిత్తరాని మహిమల దేవుకి సుతుడు అరచేతి మాణికము పంతమాడి కంసుని పాలుడచము అంతనింత గొల్లే తల అరచేతి మాణికము పంతమా వజ్రము కాంతుల మూడు లోకాల గరుడ పచ్చ పూస కాంతుల మూడు లోకాల గరుడ పచ్చ పూస జంతల మాలోనున్న చిన్ని కృష్ణుడు జంతల మాలోనున్న చిన్ని కృష్ణుడు జంతల మాలోనున్న చిన్ని కృష్ణుడు ముద్దుగారి కేశోద ముంగిటి పుట్టే మూడు ఇద్దరాని మహిమల దేవకి సుతుడు రతికేళి రుక్మిణికి రంగుము విపగడము.
There is a cocktail called Sex on the Beach. It's really good, which is
misleading.
Ekadashi is celebrated at Sri Meenakshi Temple on the 28th of June. What exactly is this Ekadashi? Ekadashi is the 11th lunar day in Shukla or Krishna Paksha every lunar month in the Hindu calendar. In Hinduism and Jainism, it is considered spiritually beneficial day and is usually observed with a partial fast. Beans and grains are not eaten from sunrise on the day of Ekadashi to sunset, and also Ekadashi occurs once a month to positions of the moon. The progression is divided to 15 equal arcs, and this is observed as per the Bhagavata Purana, which is the Ekadashi of Ambarisha. And as the significance, it says that Harivasara, which is dedicated to Vishnu, is the day of fasting and prayers. One who fasts on this day is said to become free from malefic planetary influences, becomes happy, gains peace of mind to think of Ishvara and attain moksha. It is the day of the Vishtikarana, the day of malefic influences, coincides with the second half of the Ekadashi Tithi. To avoid all functions associated with worldly prosperity, such as celebrations, Ekadashi Tithi, the fasting is also followed by Dashami, which is the second day after the Ekadashi day. So breaking of the fast should be done only when the Dwadashi period comes in. Vishtikarana coincides the half of the Krishna Dashami. The Shukla Padyami is with the new moon as well as the full moon alternating. And that is the day they break the fast. Usually the whole day they stay away from grains as well as beans. So Ekadashi is celebrated at Sri Meenakshi Temple every 15 days. And you can visit the temple or sponsor the puja through online. And Ani on the 29th will be Pradosha Puja. Pradosha Puja again is the day we kind of do the Nandi Abhisheka as well as Rudra Japam with Abhishekam for Lord Shiva, which also happened today at Sri Meenakshi Temple, which is Saturday. This recording is being done one day ahead of that time. And so Pradosha Puja is also where when the Rudra Japam is chanted at Sri Meenakshi Temple. We now bring you this music, which is Narayana Ninnu with Anamacharya Kriti, once again dedicating this to the Ekadashi Day celebration at Sri Meenakshi Temple.
मेरतो नी पाद में गति गलिगे नारायणानी नम्मिन नाकुनु मेरतो नी पाद में गति गलिगे नारायणानी नम्मिन नाकुनु मेरतो नी पाद में गति गलिगे नारायणानी అంతట నీ పాదమదే తేపా చింత జలతున చిక్కిన దాటించ అంతట నీ పాదమదే తేపా కాంతల మోహకు కట్లు తెల్చగా కాంతల మోహకు కట్లు తెల్చగా పంతపు నీ పాద పరశు కలిగే కాంతల మోహపు కట్లు తెల్చగా పంతపు నీ పాద పరశు కలిగే నారాయణ నిను నమ్మిన నాకు మేరతో నీ పాదమే గతి కలిగే నారాయణ
Yes, that is in praise of Lord Narayana. Ekadashi falls next Sunday on 28th of June. You can visit our temple website www.emeenakshi.org, sponsor puja online, and also visit the temple. And we now conclude this with the blessings of Goddess Meenakshi and Sundareshwara. Lakshmi and Venkateshwara will be back next Sunday morning, bringing you this segment presented by Sri Meenakshi Temple. And as we speak, International Yoga Day is being celebrated all over the world with a declaration that came from the United Nations. That day was marked by the United Nations General Assembly. And with that, we pray everybody have this peace and solace through meditation and yoga.
Welcome back to the Sanatan Hindu Center. segment, Sanatan Hindu Center segment, Voice of Sanatan Hinduism. You are listening live on K-Breeze 106.1 FM or 102.1 FM HD3, or you can also listen by logging into www.sanatanhinducenter.org and then following the TuneIn app, or there is a button for the radio and you can listen this on your internet. And today's segment is History of Yoga. This segment will be starting in August, and we will announce the timing for you later on. But this will be under the banner of History of